Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive with me.
I'm me.
Today, we're going
deep diving.
We're deep diving into South Africa.
Yes.
With one of our favorite sources.
One of the best.
Good Things Guy.
Good Things Guy.
I love this site.
I don't know about you.
I know about you.
I do too.
And for those who might not know it,
yes,
it's South Africa's biggest,
the leading good news site.
Good news site
in South Africa.
They publish over 100 good news stories every week.
Yeah.
So it's amazing that we can find five.
It is.
To talk about.
It's a hard job to narrow it down to five.
So we're going to look at the top five most read good news stories this week from Good Things Guy.
Absolutely.
And we're going to start with a really powerful one.
Okay. Let's do it.
Against all odds.
Oh, wow.
A mother's journey to bring her miracle baby home.
Okay.
And it's about a woman named Robin Ayrton and her journey to motherhood, which starts with IVF and sperm donation.
So she's a single mom by choice.
Single mom by choice.
Yes.
And it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
She had to go through 8 rounds of IVF.
Eight.
And 4 miscarriages.
Wow, that's a long journey.
Before she before she had her twins.
Oh, wow.
But even when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Her waters broke prematurely at 18 weeks.
Oh, no.
She lost one of the twins.
One of the twins.
Baby Libby.
Oh, that's so sad. So sorry.
But then there was still the other twin, Thomas.
Yeah.
Who was born prematurely at 29 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's horribly.
And he spent 75 days in NICU.
Oh, my goodness.
But
he's a little fighter.
He's a little fighter, he pulled through.
He did.
And
what a story.
Robin's message, even after everything she went through, is that it was all worth it.
I bet.
To have Thomas in her life.
Yeah.
And she calls him her perfect little boy. So it's a really powerful story of resilience and hope.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I think it's interesting that, you know, you said that she opted for sperm donation and IVF.
Yeah.
So there are so many different ways to become a parent these days.
Yeah.
And her story, I mean, obviously there was this tragic element,
right?
But it ended happily, and it just shows you that, you know, there is hope, and there are many different ways to have a family.
Yeah, and the technology and the skill, of medical professionals these days,
incredible.
It's just incredible.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's our first story, Against All Odds.
Beautiful.
And our second story is also about resilience.
Okay. Let's hear it.
But it's about a community coming together to restore a lake.
Hey, lake.
It's called Benonians Remove Tons of Hyacinth to Restore Water Body.
Okay.
So Benoni is a town.
A town.
In South Africa.
In South Africa.
And they have a bunch of lakes there.
Right.
That had become
overgrown.
Overgrown with hyacinth.
Yeah.
Which is a very common
invasive species.
Invasive species in South Africa.
Yeah. You see it everywhere.
And it was really choking the life out of these lakes.
It just sucks the oxygen out of the water.
So a community group called Clean Projects got together.
Okay.
And they removed between 5 and 7 tons.
5 and 7 tons?
Of hyacinth.
That's a lot.
In just 2 hours.
That's incredible.
But they're not just stopping it, removing it.
What are they doing?
Working with Rhodes University.
Oh, wow.
To implement
a sustainable solution.
Like a long-term.
Long-term, yeah.
Which is to introduce plant hoppers.
What are plant hoppers?
They're tiny insects.
Okay.
That are a natural
predator
to hyacinth.
Okay.
And they've been used successfully in other parts of South Africa.
Okay.
Like Hartbeespoort Dam.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Where they reduced hyacinth coverage by 80%.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really great example of, you know, science meeting community action.
Yeah.
But what's even cooler is that they're not just removing it. They're finding ways to upcycle it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they're turning it into
like what?
Compost.
Okay.
Fuel briquettes.
Oh.
Cattle feed.
Wow.
And even handbags.
Handbags what?
So they're turning this nuisance into a valuable resource.
I love that.
It's amazing.
That's a great story.
So that's our second story.
Okay.
And our third story is a bit lighter.
Okay.
But no less fun.
Yeah. What is it?
It's called
Yeah.
Did America Steal Our Milk Tart?
Oh, I remember this one.
South Africans aren't having
it. Oh, this is classic.
Yeah.
So this all started because of a viral TikTok.
Okay.
Where a South African.
Okay.
Named Cabo Beloy.
Okay.
Jokingly accused Americans of trying to claim South Africa's milk tart as their own.
Oh.
Because of a dessert.
What is it called?
called Desperation Pie.
Desperation Pie.
Which was popularized during the Great Depression.
During the Depression.
In the U.S.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, South Africans being South Africans, they took to the internet.
Oh, of course they did.
With their signature wit.
No, yeah.
To defend their beloved milk tart.
That set the record straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it sparked this really funny but also kind of fascinating conversation about the cultural significance of food.
Yeah.
And you know.
Milk tart is an institution in South Africa.
It is.
It is.
You can't go to a braai without
you butter. You can't. You just can't. But it's also interesting because, like, when you actually look at the two desserts,
yeah,
they are quite different.
Well, yeah.
Like, milk tart has that creamy spiced custard with the cinnamon topping.
Yeah.
And Desperation Pie is more of a set custard.
Yeah.
That uses vinegar or buttermilk.
Okay.
To give it a tangier flavor.
Right.
So totally different.
Totally different.
But I guess the name kind of.
The name is similar.
Yeah.
And they both have custard and a crust.
Okay, fair enough. But they are not the same.
Not the same.
No.
Yeah,
and I think South Africans were right to defend.
Yes, they were right to defend their milk tarts.
Because it is delicious.
It is delicious.
And everyone should try it if you haven't.
So that was our third story. Did America steal our milk tart?
So fun.
And our fourth story is about some South African hotels that are winning awards on the world stage.
Oh, I love this.
I love it when South Africa gets recognition.
I too.
Internationally.
It's so great.
So this story is called 3SA Hotels Win Big at Boutique Hotel Awards 2024.
Okay.
And there were three hotels that won these prestigious awards.
Okay.
From the Boutique Hotel Club.
Okay.
And they were chosen from 500 nominees.
Wow.
In 80 countries.
That's huge.
So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And the first hotel that won was Academy Street Boutique Hotel.
Okay.
In Franschhoek.
I know it.
And they were named World's Best Boutique Hotel.
Wow.
And this is the second time they've won this award.
No way.
They also won it in 2017.
Wow. They must be doing something right.
They must be.
Yeah. Well, Franschhoek is beautiful, so that's...
It's beautiful.
A good start.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's our first winner.
Okay.
And then our second winner is Lekkerwater Beach Lodge.
Okay.
In De Hoop Nature Reserve.
Nice.
And they won World's Best Beach Hotel.
That sounds amazing.
It does.
Beach hotel, like in a nature reserve.
Yeah, De Hoop is a beautiful nature reserve.
It is, yeah.
It's known for its pristine coastline.
Yeah.
And its diverse wildlife.
Amazing.
It's
so peaceful.
Yeah, it's very tranquil.
So nice.
And then our third winner
is
Vergenoeg Low Boutique Hotel and Spa.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
It is a bit of a mouthful.
Okay.
In Stellenbosch.
Okay.
And they won World's Best Honeymoon Hotel.
Oh, wow.
Which is very fitting.
Very fitting.
Because Stellenbosch is...
So romantic.
So romantic.
Yeah. Three very deserving winners.
Yes. And it really just showcases...
Yeah.
The quality and the diversity of tourism offerings in South Africa.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's not just about the luxury, right? It's about the sustainability.
Yeah.
It's about the experience. It's about giving back to the community.
Yeah, and these hotels are all doing that.
Absolutely.
They're all really leaders in the industry.
Yeah.
So those are our three hotel winners.
Wow.
And our last story for today.
Okay. Hit me.
Is about Prince William and Robert Irwin.
Okay.
Who teamed up
to
explore South Africa.
That's a good team.
It is a good team.
I like that team.
This is for the 2024 Earthshot Awards.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Which was held in Cape Town.
Cape Town.
And so Robert Irwin, obviously, son of the late, great Steve Irwin.
Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they went on this really cool adventure.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Together.
When did they go?
So they went to the Cheetah Outreach Trust.
Okay.
In Somerset West.
Nice.
And that's an organization that's dedicated to the conservation of cheetahs.
Okay.
And then they also went to Rooftop on Bree in Cape Town.
Oh, cool.
For the Earthshot Youth Leaders Program.
Okay.
Which is really cool.
It is, yeah.
And then they went to the VUSA Rugby and Learning Academy.
Okay.
In Lwanga.
Lwanga.
Which is a township outside of Cape Town.
Okay, cool.
And that academy uses rugby to provide
educational
and developmental opportunities for children.
Wow.
In underserved communities.
I love that.
And then they...
What else did they do?
They also took a hike up Signal Hill.
Oh, yeah.
which is known for its stunning views
yeah.
of the city.
Must have been so beautiful.
And then they met with President Cyril Ramaphosa.
Of course.
And they toured Kirstenbosch National Botanical Gardens.
Wow.
Which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Yeah.
And then they went to the National Sea Rescue Institute.
Okay. The NSRI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Simonstown.
Cool.
So they really got a full South African experience.
Yeah. I love that.
And it just shows, you know, the power of collaboration.
Yeah.
And the importance of recognizing and rewarding.
Yeah.
Innovation.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And sustainability.
Gotcha. Well done, guys.
Yeah.
That sounds like an amazing trip.
It does sound like a pretty incredible trip.
So interesting.
They packed a lot in.
They did.
Yeah.
And they made time for all the important things.
Yeah.
So
I love this.
This is just a small taste
yeah,
of all the good news that's happening in South Africa.
Absolutely.
And or around the world.
And good news is so important.
It is.
To hear.
Especially these days.
These?
Yeah.
So if you want to read more about these stories.
Yeah.
And many others.
Yeah.
Head over to Good Things Guy.
Definitely check it out.
Great site. Yeah. It's a great site.
Yeah. We've seen stories about medical miracles, environmental action, cultural pride, and even global recognition for South African excellence.
It's a reminder that even amidst the challenges, there's so much to celebrate and be hopeful about.
Absolutely. These stories are a testament to the resilience, the innovation, and the sheer determination of people all over South Africa.
And they remind us that we all have a role to play making the world a better place, whether it's through small acts of kindness or large-scale initiatives.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, let's carry these stories with us and let them inspire us to create more good news in our own lives and communities.
Yes, let's spread the positivity and make a difference one good thing at a time.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.